I've never been out here. I did pass Uvalde, Texas, and I have to tell you that it's emotional in a sense, right? What that community went through. So I did have to go through Uvalde. So and you know, and in my own way, I paid my respects. So for those who are watching, we have a few hundred people joining us right now. Please, if you can, put your name, or actually, just not your name, but put your agency and your state in the chat so people can see it. Make sure it says to everybody. Some of you guys are not doing it. Gianni, please fix that. And Catherine and a few others. Okay, please look at that. All right, we're gonna get started though. So, all about trespassing. Some disclaimers. Number one, laws and agency SOPs may be more restrictive. That just makes sense. I'm gonna kind of give you some ground rules here, some things to consider. Right. I'm not necessarily gonna go through all 50 laws, but I'm gonna tell you some of the big issues that we're seeing out there. If you have any doubts about the legality of your actions, push up the chain. And finally, this course is legal education, not legal advice. I'm an attorney, but I'm not your attorney. So if I say anything in here that your attorney disagrees with or wants you to do differently, no problem. They are going to win. Okay. We're going to do some statutory examples, common elements, scenarios, takeaways. Let's kind of get into this. So the first introduction is that we're going to focus on unlawful entries into land, not criminal activity while you're on that land. I think that makes sense, right? Trespassing is, you're not supposed to be there, right? It's a common law crime. It's been around for thousands of years. Property rights are very, very strong in Western culture. We're going to talk about those issues where you're committing a crime by even going onto the land or staying on the land when you've been told to leave. Keep up the questions. I'm sorry, keep up the agencies. Share with other people who is here and so forth. Okay. And Daniel Rodriguez, I could not say that name. So you might want to do that phonetically for me. There's no way in heck I could pronounce that name easily. That's a tough one. Now Riverside, I can handle Riverside. Let's talk about California, right? So a common example here is Penal Code 602. It talks about refusing or failing to leave land, real property, or structures not open to the general public on request by the owner or lawful possessor. Okay, that's pretty good, right? Or by a peace officer at the request of the owner or lawful possessor. That's something that you see very common, which is can the police be the agent of the business? And the answer is yes, right? That's a very typical thing where the police are trespassing people on behalf of the business. We're actually going to watch a video on that issue. This provision does not apply to persons engaged in lawful labor union activities. That's something that you don't see very often in most laws. Subsection K, entering lands for the purpose of injuring property or with the intention of interfering with or obstructing or injuring a business or occupation. This is kind of interesting because even if you can't get the person on, let's say, a burglary charge, you can probably get them on here, right? If you can prove that they entered the land, not while they're on the land, they got mouthy with the store manager, but they entered the land. And in order to actually, obstruct, interfere with that business, yell at people, push over, end caps and so forth. Subsection Q, this is the one that most cops use in California when people are told to leave and they don't. Failing to leave a public building when closed or on request of the custodian in the circumstances, if the circumstances indicate that the defendant has no apparent lawful business there. This is not the most, in my opinion, most of the best written law out there when it comes to telling people that they're committing a crime after being told to leave. But I am told by my California officers that subsection Q is what they use. We do have California officers here. David, change your chat settings to host and panelists, but I'm sorry to everyone. But the research I have done, Kenneth and so forth, is that the public building that this subsection Q applies to. No, they use K. Okay, hold on. So Tiffany uses K. So they're using this one, right? Can we all agree though that California law on this is not the best written, right? I'll show you some other laws that are like this one is actually way better written. It says trespassing occurs when any person goes. Hold on. Okay, I'll answer that. So, any person who goes upon the land or into any building of another with the intent to vex, that means to like harass or annoy the owner or occupant thereof. That's very similar to how California law reads as well, that intent to like not be there for a lawful purpose. But this is going to be the one that most cops are going to use. Willfully goes or remains upon any land or in any building after having been warned by the owner or occupant thereof not to trespass is guilty misdemeanor. Can we all agree that in this case, Nevada law is way better written than California law because this is land, building. It doesn't have that like confusion, like public building and so forth. I like it. And somebody says, who is the custodian of a city hall or other government building? Really, anybody in charge can trespass. You got to, there's certain rules. You got to make sure that they're not there, exercising a First Amendment right, or they're not being trespassed for constitutional activities. But when it comes to, who can trespass somebody from the DMV, for example, anybody, any, I've never, ever, ever, ever seen a case that got dismissed because it was the DMV clerk that trespass somebody and not the actual DMV administrator, right? So whoever has custody or a lawful authority to be there and so forth is an agent of the business or government facility, I think is allowed to do it, right? All right. Okay. So Texas, which I'm in right now, so that's appropriate. Let's see if I commit trespass here. I'm gonna make sure I know the rules. A person commits an offense if the person enters or remains on or in property of another, including residential land, agricultural land, a recreational vehicle park, a building, a general residential operation, operating as a residential treatment center, or an aircraft or other vehicle. That's really good. I like the vehicle word, by the way. I do like the vehicle because in Nevada, for example, it only says structures, and that is not interpreted to mean vehicle. And that is a problem. So when it comes to, getting people out of like Ubers and taxis and off of city buses in Nevada, they got to get a little creative, disturbing the peace, maybe in extreme cases, if like they're refusing to leave, like conversion of a vehicle for their own use, right? Which could be a stolen vehicle and so forth. They gotta get a little creative. But Tyler confirms that a lot of times it's just disorderly conduct, which is about right, which is probably the main go-to there. Without effective consent, and the person had to know that the entry was forbidden, received notice, but failed to do so. For the purpose of the section, entry means the intrusion of the entire body. So you're not going to commit trespass in Texas by, putting your hand through the window. Now, one thing I want to, I want to kind of make clear here is that, and this is a very important lesson. If you get nothing out of this, I want you to take this away from here, okay? Trespass, generally speaking, does not occur simply because a business wants a person to leave and they want them to leave, but they have not been given an opportunity to leave. Do you guys understand what I'm talking about here? Right? The 7-Eleven says, yeah, we want that homeless person in front of the store to be, trespassed. But the person was never given an opportunity to leave. They have not trespassed previously. They have to be given an opportunity to leave. Otherwise, it's not trespass in any state that I'm aware of. And that's one of the biggest issues we see. What if the Nathaniel says, what if the mayor trespasses citizens from a public meeting? You got to be very careful with that. That could be an unlawful trespass because if they have a right to be there, right? Now, it's, I mean, you don't want to be violating people's rights, right? So, it sometimes mayors or city council people and so forth, they want people trespass because they don't like their speech. But if they're engaged in disorderly conduct, then they can be trespassed, right? Also most states do have a statute that talks about not using a public building for its purpose. So even if it's not strictly trespassing, if they're not using the building for its purpose, like the DMV has a purpose, right? It's to issue registrations, licenses, and so forth. The park rangers or, wildlife officers, people go there to get the fishing license and hunting licenses. if somebody is going there and like PETA, right? The pet, the people, whatever that stands for. And if they're protesting hunting and so forth, that's not what that building is there for. Now, there could be traditional public forums. That's not the scope of this class. There could be areas where people can engage in First Amendment speech and so forth, but people eat and taste the animals. That's actually pretty funny. Okay. Right. We have a city ordinance for parks, a sign that says from the moment becomes dark until daylight. Okay. Yep. Okay, cool. So, common elements, factors that we usually see in almost all trespass laws are things like they did so willfully. It wasn't an accident. If I push my friend, and he lands into a private property that clearly I had no right to, he had no right to be there. Even if they had signs and so forth, that would not be trespassing because not for him, right? Now, I could probably be charged potentially with trespassing because I caused it to happen. That's another issue. Enters or remains on land or building after having been warned by the owner or agent. So, the first thing we're going to talk about is did so willfully, right? Did so willfully. All right. So, willfully implies a purpose or willingness to commit the act. That's all, right? Just the act, just the fact of you're willingly going into that building. You're willfully going onto that land. It does not require intent to violate the law. Kind of a good example is the Pargas versus Jones case. This is a case involving in Texas, right? In Texas. And what happened here is the landlord, he basically, went onto the tenant's land to retrieve this tank, right? This gas tank or whatever tank it was, right? And it could have been like a diesel tank, who knows, right? And thank you, Mike. And he thought, look, he thought that he had the right to do that, right? But he was still found to have trespassed on the tenant's land. The act, he willfully went onto the tenant's land to grab that tank. Even if he did not intend to commit a law, he thought he was righteous, but he wasn't, right? And so that's just an example. So as the court said, defendant notified plaintiff that they would retrieve a butane, okay, butane gas tank allegedly covered by a lease, but the plaintiff demanded proof of the lease, which was not provided without notice. Defendant trespassed onto the plaintiff's property by removing a fence, damaging gas lines, and taking the tank. And since he was not allowed to do that, there were some damages. All right, what does Chelsea say here? What about if it's a public park and they violate a park rule, not the law, but a rule, and you ask them to leave and they refuse to leave? Can you do trespass? Can you trespass them? Also, we are advised that we can ban them for up to 20, 72 hours from the said park. I see no issue with that. I really don't, not from a legal point of view. What you tell me, like, I think let's look at it at the reverse, right? You show me a law. A case law out there that says that we can violate all the rules we want and there's no consequences, right? I think that's the better question. Isn't it right, Chelsea? Isn't that the better question? You show me that law that I can bump my music, I can shoot off fireworks, and all this other stuff, right? And I can hurt, not violations of the law, but I can do all these things, right? But yet there's no consequences. I've never seen it. Okay, I've never seen it, and I don't think that's the way it works. You're supposed to use property for its purpose. The park has a purpose, and we want to use good judgment, especially with First Amendment. But that's not First Amendment. Bumping your music and disturbing everybody and is not First Amendment. Maybe. Okay, let's continue. Enters or on a land. We're going to save some of these questions for the end, by the way. The law includes the entire land, build premises or buildings for the most part, right? I can't say that for 100% sure, but again, most laws are written the same here. Like the one that gets a little tricky is the cars, right? Okay, after having been warned. So that is going to be, by the way, the most contentious issue. Okay. I'm going to show you a couple of videos today, but that's going to be the most contentious issue is what counts as a warning under your law. I'm going to give you some videos to just think about this because I'm going to show you some videos where the cops, in my mind, are clearly doing the wrong thing. okay? Because they don't understand what is really trespass, right? So mainly the person must have been warned by the owner or occupant to not trespass. So the main thing here is that we talked about this, right? Who can trespass? Any agent of the property. Cousin Eddie, who is staying at the house, during for a few days during Christmas, can he trespass people from the yard, right? The people like playing kickball or something like that from the yard. And the answer is probably yes, if he has been given, if it seems like he's in possession and control of that property, at least temporarily. Like let's say that the owners are out and about, at Walmart, and Cousin Eddie is in possession and control of that house. He likely has the power to trespass people on behalf of the owners, right? Okay. So am I supposed to answer a question here? Okay. Yeah, Robert says immediate control of the property, right? But what counts as a warning, right? What kind of counts as notice? So a police officer arrested a defendant for trespassing at an apartment complex based on the manager's statements and a list of people who have been warned not to trespass. The officer found cocaine in the defendant's pocket during a search incident to arrest. Now, this is a question that I get all the time, okay? All the time. Can a manager of an apartment complex trespass the tenant's friend? Yes, for good cause, right? Let's use good for good cause, right? Bumping music, being loud, being boisterous, annoying other tenants and so forth. Yes or no? Can the landlord trespass the tenant's friend? Yes or no? Okay. And the answer is going to be yes. Right now, John says, hold on, what about a sign being posted? Sign. Okay, we're going to talk about signs, right? But the answer is yes. There again, the tenant has a right to be there, right, guys? The tenant cannot be trespassed from his own house. We know that, right? But the friend has no legal right to be there regardless of how he acts. He can be trespassed. And I will tell you that if the tenant doesn't, I'm sorry, if the friend and the tenant, if they don't like it, if they don't like how they're being treated, then I have two suggestions. First of all, maybe act right, okay? Act like a civilized person and do not piss off other people around you by blasting music and yelling at people, drinking open containers, and just otherwise making the place less livable, right? Or get a teleporting machine, or get a helicopter and land on the roof and go directly into the tenant's apartment, okay? So now Jay says, what if the friend goes into the tenant's apartment? I don't believe you can do anything in that case. You are stuck, right? What are you gonna do? Kick the door in and grab the tenant, grab the friend out of off the couch? Absolutely not. So that is a checkmate situation. You're gonna, you could, issue the person a citation if you can identify them. You can wait for them to come out and then arrest them, cite them, whatever the law is for trespass. But it's a checkmate type of situation. You can't, there's really nothing that the police can do in that situation. Okay. So the Court of Criminal Appeals in Texas ruled that the officer has personal knowledge or reliable information. Here, the officer had enough reason to believe the defendant was trespassing in their presence. Okay, can the trespass from the entire facility say they have other friends? Yes, absolutely. I mean, as long as they're not living there, right? I mean, that happens all the time. It happens all the time. I mean, if the person has three friends, they get to stay. If the person has one friend, they have to go. No, trespassing is trespassing. If they've been told to leave by somebody in control of that property, they have to leave. That's my view. Okay, I'm not giving you legal advice. Now, the invitation can only be revoked for good cause. Officer should ask the business why the person is being trespassed. The only reason I ask this is because in a very, very rare number of circumstances, the A business sometimes wants to evict people for bad reasons, right? Racial profiling, country, national origin profiling, religion, politics. I got to look at that one. It's not a protected class, but it may be one of those classes protected by DOJ. I'm not sure about that one, though. Probably not. But the point is, just kind of ask. Usually it's never going to be a problem. It was a little bit of an issue after 9/11. But it really rarely comes up. But maybe it could come up, right? In today's very contentious environment politically, right? Okay. The tenant can be evicted by apartment if they keep bringing someone. No. This is a great question. So for my people that are watching this on demand or on YouTube, Robert says, can the tenant be evicted? Oh, evicted. Okay, evicted by the apartment if they keep bringing someone not wanted. That eviction is a civil issue that I can't answer. I don't know why people can be evicted. That has to be a court issue. But can they be trespassed? Right? The answer is no, right? You can't trespass a tenant. They have to be evicted, right? They have to be evicted. But I'm sure that they could be evicted if they're violating rules, but you have to look at the contract. Okay, so, examples of bad cause would be discrimination based on gender, religion, race, national origin, other protected classes. That just makes total sense. Okay. An often included element of trespassing or notice is paint marks. A lot of rural states have this, your Texas and Nevada. A lot of states have this, right? So for example, fluorescent orange paint, or purple paint, right? Purple paint in Texas. Why do states allow this, right? And you got to, the reason why is because when people own a lot of land, it's very expensive to put up fences, and it's very expensive to buy, metal signs and so forth, and fence, just the fencing, the signs. It can be very expensive if you're like the Duttons, right? So instead of buying these signs, these states will allow purple or orange or something like that paints to give effective notice of trespassing. Texas code is purple paint on trees or posts. They have to be vertical, okay, and not less than 8 inches high, right? Okay, so let me give you an example. So that's a great example of the purple marks, right? If you see that and you go past that, you are trespassing, right? And you can get cited. That's a per se, a prima facie case on trespassing. So bright orange or fluorescent paint. I find that a little interesting because I guess it leaves it up to the property owner, but I guess it could work, but I like it when it says one color or the other personally. Okay, so fencing. Okay, so a sufficient warning against trespassing within the meaning of this section is given by any of the following methods. Fencing, very, very common, right? So usually the fence does not need to be locked. It doesn't have to have no trespassing signs. That's an additional way to give notice, but you don't need both, right? It's not like you have to paint the fence orange, sign, fence, and so forth, right? The fence is the notice under most laws, right? So it can be a fence like this. It could also be like a farming fence that the person hops over. That would give notice to the person that they're not supposed to be there. And I think that just makes sense, right? If the person squeezed through this fence, I would feel very good about at least writing that citation. So plaintiff argues that NRS 207.200 provides that fencing a property is a sufficient warning against plaintiff or against trespassing. So he's trying to sue somebody. The court agrees and finds that a reasonable person knew or should have known that by entering the fenced area, he would be trespassing. So that's what I want you to articulate. If you have in your law, if fencing is part of the notice, articulate why the person knew or should have known that they were actually committing that. They should have known that you shouldn't have been there, right? Okay. Let's skip that case. All right. So a person commits the offense of criminal trespass if the person enters or remains on property of another without effective consent, and the person had notice that the entry was forbidden or received notice to depart but failed to do so. Again, that's very, very common language. All right. Here is the biggie, guys. Here is the biggie. It's the no trespassing signs. Okay. This is painting my house purple. It's actually pretty funny. So, a sufficient warning against trespassing within the meaning of the section is given by any of the following conditions: posting no trespassing signs or other notice of like meaning at intervals of such distance as necessary to give warning. Blah blah blah. Look at your state law about what kind of how many signs you need. But guys, here is the problem. The problem is that there are some officers out there that believe the sign is always effective no matter where it is, and particularly with concern for public areas. Okay, the signs are not effective. They don't have any teeth if they've been posted in an area where it's open to the general public. Do you guys understand what I'm talking about? The Walgreens, the Walmarts, the car lot at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that's open. But that same sign would be effective at 2 o'clock in the morning where the business is closed, right? Okay, so I just want to make sure we're clear on that, okay? I just get a lot of officers who are confused on that. And they're like, but Anthony, he's at the 7-Eleven, he's in front of the store, it says no trespassing and no loitering. And all I got to say is, in my view, worthless, right? It's not worth the metal it's painted on, right? It's not worth the metal's painted on because he is in an area open to the public. So how is he not trespass? How is he trespassing, but the other person is, right? And you say, well, no loitering. Well, no loitering, hear me out. No loitering is a business practice, a business rule. Whether it's loitering or having shoes or having a shirt or no smoking, right? Unless it's a law, like sometimes smoking near the front doors is a violation, right? But if they're just saying, hey, this is how you act on our property, it's the same thing with firearms, right? If I go into Walmart, and I'm just kidding, I don't go to Walmart, I'm just hypothetically, right? If I go into Walmart and I'm concealed carrying and I see on the window, on the doors, no firearms, and I go in there, am I trespassing? Most lawyers, most attorney generals are going to say no, because that is a business practice. That's not sufficient notice for me to be committing a crime. So if they tell me, hey, you got to leave, and I don't leave, now I'm committing a crime. Okay. So somebody's asking about schools. The person does not have kids at the school, no purpose to be there. Can an SRO? Well, I can't tell you whether or not you have the power to trespass. The answer is legally you do. I would be shocked if you don't have the power to trespass. Whether or not that's what your department wants you to do is a different question. But if your principal says, hey, just so you know, trespass people that don't belong here, I have zero issue with that. Zero, zero. Okay. If you have a person, a homeless person, sleeping and sitting down in the school area, in the school parking lot, should they be getting gone? Of course they should be getting out of there, right? Of course, right? Of course. Kenneth wants to give you legal advice. Okay, the answer is most likely, but you should be obviously be empowered by your administration to be doing these trespassing, right? You don't want to have a confusion on that, which I'd be surprised if you weren't, right? That's what you're there for. You're a SRO. You're there to keep the school safe, right? Safe. Okay. Yeah, this is awesome. Good conversation. What about casinos? We can talk about that in a second, right? Okay. So, but the general rules apply. A casino is an open to the public area. If this section applied to open to the public business areas, then essentially everyone entering the land would be committing a trespass, right? The reason I showed that snippet, okay, and I just showed, a few facts, but it seems to me that the officers are going into that high crime area and detaining people, like a show of authority, right? Come over here, stay right there. They're detaining people just to make sure that they belong there, okay? That is not lawful. That is not lawful. An officer in this Dudley case did just that, right? He was patrolling an area. He saw six men hanging out. He believed that they were gang members. There was also a no trespassing sign. He detained them, found a weapon, and it's all going to be tossed, right? Because he does not have the authority. Guys, I like to say that you're not Whack-A-Hut. You're not Allied Security. You have no authority to just on your own detain people just to make sure that they are cool to be there if it's an open to the public area. Now, if it's a closed area, the back of businesses and businesses that are closed with no trespassing signs or the purple paint or the fencing or whatever the notice is for your state, then that's different, my friends. Now, Jeremy brings up also a very good issue. He's talking about, does a property manager need due cause to trespass people from public businesses? Well, you mean good cause, right? The good cause is I don't like your hair. I don't like the way you're dressed. That's, you guys with me? That's good cause. The bad cause is I don't like where you're from, right? I don't like your gender. You can't do that, right? That's a protected class. But if you don't like the way somebody's acting, you can trespass them. Does that make sense? That's what, that's, we have the right to refuse service to anyone. Essentially, that is true. Okay. Now, the other thing that I want to talk to you about is you can trespass people on behalf of the business if they've given you criteria. So if the liquor store tells you, hey, police officer, we don't want anybody hanging out in front of our store. Okay. So if you see anybody just moping in front of our store, just hanging out with their BMX bicycle and so forth, can you please just move them along? Guys, is you better have that name though, okay? I'm just telling you right now, don't play games with this. You better have a name that you can tell the court who gave you permission to do this, okay? You better write it down somewhere because you don't have the authority on your own. You're using your authority that they gave you. So, if you do go up to that person, first of all, you can't just detain them because they're in an open to the public area, but you can say, hey, sir, ma'am. The business doesn't want people hanging out in front of their store. You know, it's a high crime area. They just want to kind of, it's a liquor store. They don't really want to have people congregating. Are you here for a business, right? Are you waiting for an Uber or anything like that? No? Okay. You are going to have to leave. Before you go, can I get your ID? No? You want to leave? Okay. You can leave. That's the point of that story. Okay. Yeah. And Austin says, Aston, right, says, consensual encounter and go from there. Absolutely true. So, as the court said, the detective simply did not have specific articulable facts, which, together with objective and reasonable inferences, formed the basis for suspecting that the defendant was engaged in criminal trespass. Okay, an officer arrested the defendant for no trespassing in part because he was at an apartment where he did not live and where there was no trespassing signs. Again, you don't have the authority to do that, right? His girlfriend could live there. His friend could live there. He could have permission to be there. So it ain't going to work. Okay. I want to skip that case. That's irrelevant for liability purposes. Now, if you trespass the person to BMX bike guy, enforcement letter, you can arrest the next day without owner's consent. That's correct. The answer is correct. Right, but you better have the PC about who was the trespasser. I mean, who trespassed him? Who wanted him? Who gave the authority? When did you notify him? And so forth. Right? Public housing projects, multi-parking lots, no fences, no barriers, but signs saying no trespassing. Guys, you can make a consensual contact, and you can try to determine whether or not they are there lawfully, but you can't just detain them to make sure that they are there with permission. Verbal written warning, that is the main way that people get trespassed in America, okay? Because they have been given warnings. So unless one of the other previous trespasses apply, the paint, the fencing, the signs, they're going to have to be given an opportunity to leave and be warned either verbally or in writing, right? The gas station attendant told a trooper that he asked the car sitting at the gas pump for over an hour to move, and they refused. The occupants were then detained for trespassing. That is very good. That's exactly what we're talking about here. The trespass has already occurred. Now you can enforce it, right? It's a misdemeanor that has been already occurred. So again, elements to consider, agents or owners, that is not going to be an issue here. We know that the already talked about this, who can be the trespassing agent, and it can be you if you have explicit permission. Sometimes that's in writing, sometimes it's not, but you better be able to articulate it. So, employees told a patron to leave the casino and he refused. He was arrested for trespassing. Now, what is this guy's defense? He's going to say, well, you're just a patron, or employee. You work behind the bar. You're not the owner. Look at what the NRS says, right? The owner or agent. You're not the agent. Well, they're an agent in that sense that they are on the property. They're in, they're in possession partly of the property and so forth. Okay. Yep. You're welcome, John. All right. Okay. So the plaintiff was arrested by defendants, two police officers, for allegedly trespassing at his girlfriend's apartment, where he was engaged in a verbal argument with his grandmother and his girlfriend's children. The officers did not have reasonable suspicion to believe the arrestee had committed trespass, right, or domestic violence, because he was not warned to leave by somebody who was an agent of the government.
So the paramedics can listen to your heart.
Because he's not crying, that's why he's not getting medical.
Yeah, well, no, but I, you're
trespassing
you're right
too
now, so you
close.
should leave.
I'm
No,
not
you're
trespassing.
trespassing. You're
I'm
not
a
here on
patron.
business.
I have
You're
a
not here on
receipt. I
business.
am here on business. Who
Go
are you
get
to
in your
tell
car
me
and
what
leave.
I'm doing? You
He's
can't tell
smoking
me what to
fentanyl
do.
in the bathroom.
And that's
Get in
your
the car and
business,
leave.
not my business. What
This
he's
is one
doing,
more time.
this is your business.
You are
I
trespassing.
have business
Leave the
here.
property or you will be under arrest.
Have a nice day.
Leave the property right now.
Leave
Go.
me alone.
I'm following you off the property. If you do not
Do
leave, I will
what you
arrest you.
want. Arrest me. You made me. You came to me. I didn't come to you. I was far away from you. I don't know who you are. Get away from me. This is not consensual. Look at you. This is your job. He was smoking fentanyl, so your job is to follow me. Look, I have a receipt.
We clearly do not know everything that was going on here, okay? We don't, and I'm not going to act like I know. But I will tell you this. I have seen it many, many times, okay? Hear me out. I have seen it many, many times where cops are working an investigation on a in a business, and they'll get a person like her, okay? Who, by the way, her voice, her tone should be illegal in itself, okay? But she it's like nails on a chalkboard, maybe worse, okay? However, I digress. She is this there. She is filming the cops. She's whatever. She's adding to the, she's saying things to the police officer, okay? And the cops say, "Well, you're not engaged in business. You're not in there shopping. You're not out there buying anything. You're not trespassing." Guys, absolutely not. Okay. You do not have the authority to kick a person off of the 7-Eleven property because you do not like the way they're acting. Okay. Period. Full stop. Unless you own that 7-Eleven and being a cop is your side hustle, or you have a written letter like my friend from Florida has, or you have a relationship with that business and you know what they want, you have the authority to trespass. Then you can do it on their behalf. But you have to have, just so you know, you have to have guidelines. You have to know what the business wants and does not want, okay? Because the problem here is you don't have the authority just to kick people off that you don't like, that bother you, right? That's not what the business is trying to do there. In fact, she's a paying customer. I have to probably guess here that push comes to shove, the manager probably would not want to trespass her because she's a paying customer. She's not a homeless person. She's not a fighter. She's not trying to get steal people's co stuff from cars and not begging for money. Probably push comes to shove, if they were using their good judgment, they would not trespass her and lose a customer over the cops stuff, right? So, exactly, Andrew. So the point is that you got to be careful with this, okay? You are not whacking hut. You are not whacking hut. And I'm going to show you some other stuff going on, okay? Okay. I'm just going to skip some of this stuff. Since we're running around, running behind the time a little bit, okay? So let's give you some scenarios, okay? Can you compel a person who is trespassed to provide ID but is compliant and willing to leave? Yes or no? The person wants to, right? The person is willing to leave. Okay. All right. All right, let's watch this. Okay. So, what's going on here is this guy, this is in Gadsden, Alabama. Anybody here from Gadsden or Alabama? Anybody here from Alabama? Okay. Okay. So, let's talk about this case. Okay. All right, here from Alabama. You probably know about this case. Okay. You tell me if I got this wrong. Okay. So This guy is in Gadsden, Alabama, and he is going to be trespassed. Okay, so loss prevention at Walmart wants the police office, the police, to trespass him. But here's the key piece of evidence. Okay, guys, he has not been told to leave yet. You guys with me on this? I repeat. Okay, this guy that you're about to see, he has not been told to leave yet. The Walmart wants him trespassed. They want the police to do the dirty work. Let's watch what happens.
They get a lot of people coming here hollering, screaming. She wasn't sure what's going on.
Sir, I hadn't even made it in Walmart.
You're fine. I'm just trying to
explain.
What
was
okay.
the crime?
No.
She called us.
Yes, I do. He's my doggone son.
Did you go to John Doe?
Okay.
Did you have any warrants or anything? Getting warrants or anything? Okay. No, no, that's not an answer. Look at me. That's not an answer.
I don't have to ID. Look, you're violating my rights.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Look.
Okay.
The reason they called us,
yeah.
They get a lot of people coming here hollering, screaming. She wasn't sure what's going on.
Sir, I hadn't even made it in Walmart.
You're fine. I'm just trying to explain.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
There's nothing like. There's no crime committed. Okay. So, she called us saying.
Did you also hear what he just said? He said no crime has been committed, and he's correct. Based on what we know about this case, based on what we don't know everything, but based on what I know about this case, he actually is willing to leave. He was never told to leave. The cop is doing it for the Walmart.
Thinking that you guys are in an argument, wanted to make sure she's fine and baby's fine. That's fine, that's whatever. Did she cuss at you? Well, that young lady in there?
No, she didn't curse, no.
She said that you start cussing at her. She for ID.
No.
You're going to identify yourself.
I haven't committed a crime, sir.
It's against the ordinances of the city of Gadsden, and it's against the...
Am I being detained?
You're about to be if you don't...
For what?
For not refusing to ID yourself.
I don't have to ID. I have not committed a crime. What's your RDS?
I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay. I'm not going to ID.
Get them your hands. Don't hide your
you're
hands from me.
You're going to arrest me
don't hide
under
your hands
threat.
From me. Don't hide your hands.
You're gonna
from
take me to jail if I don't ID.
I'm not taking you to jail if you ID yourself.
I'm not gonna ID, sir.
Okay.
I haven't broken any laws.
Here, Mom.
I haven't broken any laws. Look.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right, give me my phone.
It's fine.
I'm gonna record it all.
Yeah.
Now all of this is because a woman just come to Walmart over a doggone pair of shoes and taking him to jail. Here, you look at me. You look at me.
A goddamn pair of shoes. This is all over a goddamn bare shoes. Well, hey, look, I believe I'm pretty confident here that that pair of shoes is going to be, you're going to be going to Nordstrom's. You know, you're going to be going to Nordstrom's after this case. Okay. Okay. Look, that is exactly what I am talking about. Okay. We do not have the authority to do that, right? We don't have the authority to do that. So, when an area is open to the public, they must be offered an opportunity to leave before being charged with trespassing. The best case on this issue is a case involving none other than a Walmart in Florida. Okay. The issuance of a trespass warning, as contemplated by this statute, is a consensual encounter, meaning that a law enforcement officer may only use a verbal warning, or if the individual voluntarily decides to remain in order to receive a written warning, then the officer also may issue a written warning. Until the potential trespasser has received a warning, the law enforcement officer lacks the legal authority to conduct an investigatory stop or arrest for trespass. If the potential trespasser receives a warning and remains on the property, however, then he becomes an actual trespasser under the plain language of the statute. Once a law enforcement officer has probable cause to believe that trespass has occurred, she may detain the trespasser. So you've got to, these people have to be given an opportunity to leave first, okay? Okay. So, you know, I'm just telling you, right? What's this? Let's watch more video. But anyway, so if, look, all I can tell you is a lot of people are like, well, Anthony, if we're trespassing them, like the guy at Walmart, how do we know who he is? How do we know? How do we know if he ever comes back? And I say, blame the Constitution. Blame your legislature. They you don't have the tools for it. They're not committing a crime. And you're going to have to use facial identification. You're going to have to use pictures. You're going to have to use memory. You're going to have to use them telling you that they knew they were trespassed. That's what you got to, right? You unfortunately, it's a conundrum. It's a conundrum, right? Well, they arrested him because he wouldn't identify himself, Daniel. That's why they arrested him for failure to ID.
I'm just stopping for the just stopping. Is that okay?
Yeah, there's people that are concerned because you've been out here for a couple hours. I want to make sure you're okay.
Okay.
You got some ID on you?
Yeah, I do, but I can move if you want.
You don't. I'm not saying you have to.
I'm just resting.
I know. I'm not accusing you of anything. They wanted to check on you. I just want to know who I'm talking to. That's all.
I'm just passing through, sir.
Okay. I need your ID.
Did I commit a crime?
You're loitering.
If I'm trespassing.
Yes, you are, because you've been here for hours. Okay. I need your ID, sir.
Are you gonna arrest me?
Do I need to?
I don't know.
Need to identify yourself. Please provide me your identification.
Officer, if I committed a crime,
yes, it's called trespassing and loitering. That's a crime.
I don't believe I've been trespassing.
Okay, it doesn't matter what you believe. You need to provide your ID.
All I was doing, officer, was reading a book.
I need your ID.
I mean, you're gonna arrest me because
if you don't provide your ID, I will.
Just for parking my car?
For trespassing and loitering. You've been here for hours. That's not normal behavior.
I just.
It's not normal behavior. I need your ID.
I don't know what you mean by normal behavior. Is that really?
People don't park in gas stations for hours. They come get gas and they leave. They come to the store, grab something and leave. You've been here for hours. I need your ID.
I've actually been doing this for.
Give me your ID or we're going to. Then yeah, you're going to be detained.
You're going to arrest me?
Potentially, yes. I'm trying to provide you an opportunity.
Book in
no,
my car?
I already explained to you why we're here. Provide your ID.
Sir, I didn't do anything wrong.
Provide your ID.
I'm not required to provide.
Yes,
my...
you are when we're investigating a complaint.
No, you're not, sir. Can yes, I talk to your sergeant?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to get out of the car, okay?
To her.
Everyday process. And so, if you want to call them and complain, you can do that later. And if management or someone above them wants to go ahead and lift that or do something about it, that's on them. But right now, right here, people on site who are the people who have responsibility, that is what they're wanting to do, and so that's what we are moving forward with.
Okay, so okay? Again, just to understand the process.
We've explained it multiple times now.
Are you going to provide your ID or not?
So that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. So in this instance, if I refuse to show my ID, what's going to happen next?
It's considered obstruction and failure to identify yourself to a law enforcement officer.
And
legal
means to refuse.
Yeah.
All right, that's him going to jail. Okay, so this is in Georgia, okay? So look, this you may have a look, you may have a loitering law. Maybe you do. Right? Maybe you do. Maybe you can. I don't think so. I don't think that this is not criminal conduct, right? Sleeping in the parking lot of a gas station is not a crime, guys. It's not a crime. It's not criminal conduct, okay? In my view. But if you have a loitering law, then, you know, maybe you can pursue it. But what I see here is under Georgia law, a person commits the offense of criminal trespass when he or she intentionally damages any of the property. That's not it, okay? A person commits the offense of criminal trespass when he or she knowingly and without authority enters upon the land or premises of another or into any part of any vehicle, railroad, blah, 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 right? For a lawful purpose. Enters upon the land or premises of another person or into any part, blah, blah, blah. Upon proper notification, authorized representative of the owner or right occupant that such entry is forbidden. Was he ever told before he got contacted that he was not allowed to be there and take a nap, right? Now, Daniel, are you saying that if a person is told to leave, and they're willing to leave, that they still have to give you their ID? Okay. Because I got to tell you, that violates the Constitution, right? Because the Constitution wins here. Because the Constitution says a person cannot be detained under Terry v. Ohio unless they committed a crime or reasonably believed to commit a crime, right? So if they're not, if they haven't committed a crime, then there's no authority to detain them. And you can also look at Heibel, right? H-I-I-B-E-L. Where is the authority to detain somebody in a forced identification is for the reason for that you have reasonable suspicion for a crime. There is no crime. They're doing exactly what the law says they can do, right? All right, we've got prowling here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they can say their name is SpongeBob. Yeah. And by the way, Carlos, not only has he not, he hasn't been allowed, to leave. The guy is willing to leave, okay? Okay. So, did this person commit trespass? Not under Georgia law, okay? He's if he committed trespass, then everybody in Georgia who goes to a parking lot, whether it's Walmart, whether it's a gas station, and takes a nap, is committing a crime. Is committing a crime, okay? That's just not the way it works. Not the way it works. Okay. All right, we'll go answer some questions too. Now, okay, can you detain a person who has been trespassed by an occupant but leaves before you arrive? Let's say the person has committed the violation. They refuse to leave, but they're off property before you arrive. Can you then detain them? Yes or no? Yeah, and Andrew actually says that loitering requires more to be constitutional. Andrew's correct because loitering is a vague term. And you have to have like the conduct, the prohibited conduct has to give notice to people. Like, what does it mean to loiter? Is loitering meaning I can't sleep in my car? Andrew, are you a lawyer? I'm picking up that you're a lawyer. At least you're talking like a lawyer. I believe you are though, because that's a lot of lawyers pick up on that you can't be too vague about the law, right? You can't be too vague. Okay. Okay. What else we got here? I think that, look, Derek, I can't tell you exactly what the situation is because I don't know your law, but I can tell you that sounds like trespassing. Okay. To me, it does. But the answer is yes, right? You can, because the violation has already occurred, right? If the violation has occurred, then they've already committed trespass. Can officers develop reasonable suspicion to detain somebody before they're warned to leave? The answer is yes, right? Look for criminal conduct. We did not say but it's not really trespass as much as criminal conduct, okay? Let's skip that case. If the person is present during business hours, then the property owner must first make the decision to order a person to leave, not the police. That's a little pro tip. We talked about that, right? We talked about that. Let's do some takeaways. The big takeaway is no trespassing sign plus open to the public area plus no criminal activity equals no detention. Okay, let me repeat this. No trespassing sign plus open to the public area, like a gas station, plus no criminal activity equals no detention. Instead, talk to them and make a consensual contact. Now, before we move on here, I'm going to ask you guys a favor. Please do not leave. I do have a favor. I work hard for you. I'm going to ask you guys if you work hard for me. Will you please answer this real quick, okay? This really, really helps us a lot. I'm also going to ask you a favor, and is to sign up for our social media, right? We have Teresa working her patootie off. She really works hard to give you the best content possible in this space. We're working very hard. So you guys have the best legal education possible. We would love for you guys to attend one of our classes in person. We have over 170, 170, classes on the books and so forth. Aston, no, unfortunately not this week. We're working on that program is being changed a little bit, and I apologize, but the answer is not this week. But we're working on it. Okay, so the next thing I want to do, guys, is while you're answering that you're welcome. While you're working on that, if you hold on, there's no trivia on this, is there? Actually, we may have trivia. Hold on. Actually, hold on. We may actually have some trivia to give away. Guys who are watching this on demand on YouTube, I'm gonna let you guys go. I appreciate your time. I've taken enough time of your enough of your valuable time. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you guys. Please share with your friends. Share this video. Download it. Show it during briefings. Whatever. Okay, it's yours to use. And just please just give a shout out to Blue to Gold. All right. All right. For my on-demand people, God bless you guys, and I do appreciate you.